UDOT is proceeding with plans to install a 3,200-foot-long by 18-foot-high noise barrier along a section of I-80 near Jeremy Ranch. Federal law requires they assess the noise impacts of those affected by the installation of the proposed climbing lane. The group Citizens Against the Wall, or CATW, is opposed to the project on the grounds that it doesn't meet UDOT's own cost criteria. They state in a letter to the Federal Highway Administration that UDOT is intentionally deceiving taxpayers by exaggerating the noise benefits and minimizing the overall cost of the project. They state UDOT is not complying with their own policies, rules, and regulations, and they've repeatedly ignored or miscalculated factors critical to noise barrier costs. They claim UDOT has used questionable accounting procedures in their cost calculations. And finally, they've been non-responsive to numerous government records requests known as GRAMA. In response to the challenge by CATW, UDOT initiated a second noise impact and economic viability study, which was published on Tuesday. It was done by Hargs Engineers. CATW spokesperson Tom Farkas says the second study corroborates the first one done by Lochner Engineering, and it too is incorrect.
The fact is, they don't know how to deal with a mixed land use situation like we have at Jeremy. They're actually trying to get, using the cost criteria for the recreational wall and the residential wall, so it works out for them.
Farkas is frustrated that UDOT has started to ballot the property owners asking if they want a noise barrier.
I believe by what they are doing, they are deceiving the public, because right now they've already sent out ballots. The people that are allowed to ballot think they're going to get, you know, some wonderful noise reduction benefits from the wall, but they went ahead and did that without actually verifying that they meet their cost reasonableness criteria. So they're letting the balloting people to believe, and as well as the rest of us, that everything's hunky-dory, and as long as when the ballots come back and the people that get to vote say yes, then the wall will be done. And I think that is misleading.
Farkas says they've submitted multiple GRAMA requests to UDOT and have not received any response.
On October 31st, we sent them a GRAMA request with, I think, six or seven items in that individual request. And the first item was we wanted a copy of the full report that Lochner did that led UDOT to revise their proposal, and they, you know, issued a summary of the report October 6th. Here we are a month later, and they haven't sent us that.
KPCW contacted UDOT for comment on the new engineering study. They have not responded. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.